You are listening to the Hiking Radio Network, where we talk the walk with shows by hikers, about hikers, for everybody.
Welcome back to episode number 160 of the Jester Section Hiker Podcast, your premier podcast with the spotlight on section hikers. And I am your host, and you guys will notice right away here, I'm going to say long-standing co-host, Mr. Austin Wallace. Austin, welcome back to the show.
What's up, folks? Great to be back.
What did you just say, Austin, when Austin comes on the show?
Yeah. So if you ever see me on the Jester Section Hiker podcast, the death song is playing. Something is happening. There's announcements. There's something big.
Something is happening. And I want to let everybody know, I'm going to unveil a little bit of our text that we had the other day. So you guys, this is going to be a little bit different of an episode than probably all of the other 159 episodes, with the exception of episode 146. And if you've been around a while, you may remember back to October 2022, episode 146. This is going to be a very similar episode, but this is what I do to Austin. So when things hit me, and I need to get stuff taken care of like immediately, and I need Austin involved, I text Austin. So I texted you on Friday and I said, are you working this weekend? And Austin sends back, off this weekend. I go on to say, hey, do you want to do an episode of Jester? The best part of our text messaging is I said, it might get real raw and crazy, with a laughing emoji. And Austin said, raw and crazy is how I roll. See you at four. So this is why you and I work, Austin.
Let's roll.
It's always hard to title an episode before you actually have an episode. And I imagine it's a little bit different with video production because you're actually producing the video, watching the video multiple times. And then you title the video, and then you make the thumbnail, which I imagine is the process. So having an episode that goes live and trying to title it, sometimes I want to change the title. And today might be one of those instances. So the title of the episode is Overcoming Obstacles with Hiking, Mental Health, and Starting a New Business. And I'm not sure I'm happy with that, but we are going to talk about hiking because, after all, this is a hiking podcast. We are going to talk about mental health because, if we're being honest, I would say both of our mental health went through some particulars.
Speed bumps.
Speed bumps. Ooh, I like that better. Through some speed bumps in early 2023 and starting a new business, which we have done with Jester Wallace Productions. And you guys, I'll go ahead and show it. I haven't shown it here. We showed it over on our podcast, Beyond the Trail, over on the Jester Wallace Productions YouTube channel. I'm holding up a sticker here for those of you that are listening to the audio version, a Jester Wallace Productions sticker that Austin designed. And by the way, I hope all of you go over to Jester Wallace Productions, subscribe to the YouTube channel, watch some of our episodes of Beyond the Trail podcast. We have five episodes now. And speaking of, our last episode was with Wim, the founder and owner of Hiker Metals. And you guys, that episode was great. Wouldn't you say, Austin?
That was fun. We were looking forward to that one because Wim has turned into such a fantastic partner in all of this. So it just felt really good to chat with him and tell his story. And yeah, good times.
Please go over there and check that out. I'm going to tell a story because that's how we're going to get this going. I have been working on this Appalachian Trail Section Hiker series, and I did several episodes. We got Georgia, the Smokies, the Shenandoahs, Connecticut, and the last one I did, if you're watching this live, it has not come out yet, is about hiking in the White Mountains. And this past week, I was trying to work on hiking the 100-mile wilderness. And I was watching something, one of the episodes or something that I put out on Instagram. And, oh, it was a reel. So I was watching a reel. And in the reel, I probably said 2017, 15, 20 times in a one-minute reel. And I was like, 2017. When did I go through the 100-mile wilderness? Okay, I went through the 100-mile wilderness in 2016. And all week, I was struggling what to come up with. And then it hit me. I went through the 100-mile wilderness 7 years ago.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does. And I completed the Appalachian Trail in 2017, which was 6 years ago. What am I doing is the question that I asked myself. How many people talk about something that they did 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, 11 years ago? And that's why I was struggling to come up with something for the 100-mile wilderness. I was like, no one's hiking through the 100-mile wilderness like you did. Stop it. That was 7 years ago. Things change. Hostels change. The trail changes mileage every year. And it's really not that. What hit me is, what are you doing? Why are you doing something that you don't necessarily want to do just because you think you have to? And that's really what hit me. It hit me on Thursday, but it really hit me hard on Friday, like 2 minutes before I sent you a text. What am I doing this for? And I can't answer it. And I still can't answer it. And the podcast is 4 years deep and 4 years strong. And I feel like I'm struggling to come up with episodes. It's like, I said this and Austin was like, stop talking right there. It's like I'm making stuff up. It's not, I'm not making it up, but it's like, I've been going through so much over the last couple of years. It's like, why? I got to move forward. I got to get out of this. I don't understand what I'm doing, especially when it comes to hiking, because you guys, I haven't hiked since the John Muir Trail attempt because I've had these issues with my foot. So what are your thoughts, Austin? Like, you're the person for some reason I feel like I could talk this out with.
Well, it's because we have some of the same issues. We've gone through obviously different but similar circumstances. And the answer to your question of why am I doing this? Who am I doing this for? The answer should always be number one for yourself. And that sounds selfish, but it's really not, because if you do this for something else, if you do it for someone else, you're going to lose that drive. You're going to lose that enthusiasm. And that's the beauty of podcasting, of content creation, whether it's audio or video or anything like that on YouTube or anywhere else. You have to enjoy doing it. And the moment that you stop enjoying it, it starts becoming work. And, you know, like, for instance, our stuff with Safe and Found is 100% a lot of effort, but I never feel like I'm working.
No.
And it's because you and I both love it. We both have a passion for not only the subject matter, but creating in general. And so as soon as you feel yourself straying from that, as soon as it starts to not be fun anymore, that's your sign. That's your signal that, hey, it's time for a course correction. It's time to check my azimuth on my compass and adjust as needed. Both of us have reached points like this in the past. But, you know, as you navigate down the trail of life, here's some metaphors for you. You got to check your compass every now and then. And if the compass shows that you're off course, you got to adjust. So this is just an adjustment.
The thing is, speaking of an azimuth and readjusting to course, what I have been adjusting to more than anything is not knowing what my course is when it comes to hiking and getting out there. And back in the day, I was like, 20 miles, I'm in. 15 miles, I'm in. 10 miles, I'm in. And it's like I've been on this, I have to accept that's not necessarily the case anymore. But where am I going? And I don't know. And I think on Friday, I had just got done. I've been doing physical therapy. I'm doing a little bit different kind of physical therapy. It's more aggressive. I'm working out with a bunch of young people, doing various strength and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I can't put a date on this. And I realized the other day at work, a teacher that's next door to me, she was like, oh, well, next August, I'm going to do this. In September, I'm going to do this. And in 2027, I'm going to do this. In 2028, I'm going to do this. And I finally looked at her and I said, you know what? You know what would be really good? Let's get through today. Let's get through today. And I meant it. I was like, I need to get through today. And Friday must have been the day because I was like, that's what's going on with me in the podcast. I love the Hiking Radio Network. I love all the opportunities that have come before me and to me and with me and meeting you and all that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean that stuff has to end. It's just going to look a little different. Yeah. So there you go, folks. And, you know, I have to say this because the former jester, I would be like, I'm going to do this. This is the truth. So in 2014, I'm going to finish the Appalachian Trail. That didn't happen. In 2015, I'm going to finish the Appalachian Trail. That didn't happen. In 2016, I'm going to finish the Appalachian Trail. That didn't happen. So every time I have tried to dictate and totally plan, it doesn't happen. So it took me from 2017 until 2023 to learn that, you know what? That's okay.
So I'm going to put you on the spot then.
Uh-oh.
So, okay, with all that being said, you don't want to commit to anything long term. You know, you're not going to put some big bucket list item. No. So let's work in the short term then.
Yeah.
What do you do in the summer?
I don't know. I don't know. That is a great question. It might be going to my local nature preserve and actually hiking. So when you ask me that, I want to say, oh, I'm doing X. And I don't know what I'm doing.
The answer is you're doing what you want, which is the right answer.
I'm doing what I want to do.
That's liberating in and of
it itself. It is liberating. And what I thought I used to want to do, it's funny how after time, you don't necessarily want to do that anymore. I'm not section hiking. You know, I'm not going out and conquering a long distance trail. And part of that is because of injury. And, you know, that's years and years of abuse to my body because I've done that. I have 30,000 miles hiked or close to it in my nature preserve. And that I'm not saying that to whatever. I'm just saying.
No, that's legit. That's a lot of miles.
You know, when I was 35, 37, 40, and really pursuing these avenues, I should have really pursued some strength training, some stability training, some core training, but nope. You couldn't have told me that. You couldn't have told me that.
It's not fun, right?
No, it's awful. You asked me a question. Did I answer it?
Yes. Okay. And I answered it for you a little bit too, is you're doing what you want. And that boils down to back to the original point was that you have to do this. Number one, whether it's podcasting, hiking, getting up in the morning, you have to do it for numero uno first. You have to do it for yourself first. And that's not a selfish statement. It's a healthy statement.
Especially when you do stuff like what we do. So you really have to enjoy it because you're doing it for free. Mm-hmm. And it takes up your time. And when you don't enjoy it, you can't get that back.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah. So anyway, so there are some people on here.
Yeah.
We do have some comments. So thank you all for joining us. It's probably not the episode everybody was expecting. So here we are. In a nutshell, I'm not quite sure what I am doing this summer. I do have one more episode I need to record, and that is with Mills Kelly. And he and I are going to be going over the book Virginia's Lost Appalachian Trail. He and I are going to be recording live on June the 8th. But after that, I am not going to be recording any more episodes.
You're not like walking away from everything.
Oh, no, like, no.
To be clear, you and I are both very busy this summer with Jester Wallace Productions, Beyond the Trail podcast. We've kind of got some things in the works there. So, like, you're not done. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you're not done.
No, I'm not done. But I think the Jester Section Hiker podcast is very specific.
Yeah.
We're talking about section hiking. We're talking about hiking. And leading into the mental health part of this, I can't explain it anymore. I can't explain it. So here we are, folks. Jester had an injury. She's still getting over the injury, and she has no idea, as far as section hiking, what I'm doing. I'm still going to hike. It's just not going to be pursuing any type of long-distance trail. In fact, I am so out of hiking shape, it would be stupid for me to go out and try to pursue a huge section of a trail right now. It would set me back. And that's kind of where I'm at with that. I don't remember what you asked me at this point. I was leading into something else. The mental health. Yeah. And I don't think it's, I love hiking and I'm not going to stop hiking. It just looks different. But talking about it constantly has not been healthy.
Yeah. Cause it turns something that you love into something that is a source of stress. And that's no bueno.
There you go. This morning I was like, you remember closeout sales when we actually used to go shopping for clothes, and you would walk in the store and it would be certain racks, and on that rack, it was that Old Navy shirt. If you didn't buy it today, you were never going to have it again. It's like, I feel like I'm hanging on that rack and I just don't know when to let go.
Well, here's a question. Is it safe to presume that you still love hiking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's get some elemental conversation going on about hiking. Why? Okay. What is it about hiking that you love?
That's a tough question. I think more than the physical act of hiking, it's number one, I love hiking by myself. It's being by myself, listening to my own breath, listening to my own footsteps, and being able to be off the beaten path, be out on a trail, and just go. It's not the physicality for me. It's always been time alone, time in nature, and really dive into my own thinking. Mm-hmm. That's what hiking is to me. It's not about, I'm a section hiker. Oh, I'm a through hiker. Oh, I'm this, that, or the other. Otherwise, I wouldn't have hiked all those miles in my nature preserve. That's what it is.
So the destination doesn't matter. Where you go and hike doesn't matter, whether it's the nature preserve, whether it's...
Well, the Appalachian Trail, I feel at home.
Okay.
I feel at home there. But no, the nature preserve, the Appalachian Trail, wherever. John Muir Trail didn't work out for me yet, but it's still on the list.
Darn you, John Muir Trail.
I know. But that was the start of it all with my foot. So it's been that long. It's been that long of a process. I'm not sure I answered the question.
The reason I asked the question is there's the danger that the hiking, creating the content for the hiking or doing a hike for a reason other than you want to do it, is you lose touch with the why you love the hiking. And we can all identify with this because we all hike for our own reasons. And so as long as you stay in touch with the why, so in your case, hiking alone, being in touch with your own self and your own inner thoughts, that's your why, or at least one of the whys. And so keeping that in the forefront of your mind so you don't lose touch with it, you latch onto that why, and that's your driving force. So I think we can all latch into our own whys.
Yeah.
So that we don't lose sight of why we're doing this in the first place.
Another thing, if I'm being honest, and you and I have had conversations about this, sometimes you gotta clean out your closet. Like, it's the greatest feeling when you clean out your closet or your garage or something that you haven't attended to for a while, and you clean it all up and you make it all look nice and all the stuff you threw out. It's like, do you ever really think about it again?
Right.
Or even as simple as putting something on a post-it note and crossing it off. And when everything's crossed off, you crumble up that post-it note and you throw it in the garbage. You don't get it back out week after week and open it up and look and see what you did. And, you know, not that I'm not proud of my accomplishments that I've done in hiking, but, you know, this is also a pivotal year for me. I'm getting ready to turn 50. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about what I did when I was 37. I want to talk about what I'm going to be doing when I'm 51, 52, 53, you know.
Honestly, that's what people care more about.
Yeah.
They care about what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, well, like, for instance, like SideTrail Adventures, if you look at my YouTube channel, like I was basically kicking out videos semi-regularly, once a month, maybe once every other month or whatever, but it was whenever I wanted to. That has gone, the output has dropped drastically because I do it for me now. Not that I didn't do it before, but like, so last week I got back from paddling the Greenbrier River with the River Kings. And we, you know, we have long conversations on the river while we're out there. One of the things that I noticed myself doing was I almost never talked to the camera. You know, I had three GoPros and my big camera and the drone and all that stuff. So plenty of cameras, but there was not a lot of me talking to the camera, which is a departure from what you've seen in the past. And creatively, you're talking about like, you know, what you needed a reset or check the compass. And I went out on that trip for me.
Yeah.
And I filmed that trip for me. And so I was, if I ever, you know, the few times that I did talk to the camera, I was talking to myself, you know, and there's nothing wrong with creating a video, you know, like, so like Pete's videos that he's cranking out, his first one that's coming out tonight. He does a lot of talking to the camera, which is great because he wants, the purpose of his videos, and we talked about it, is to, he wants people to feel like they were out there. And so his way of doing that is talking to the camera.
And I love that. And if he loves doing that, I love that he loves doing
that. Yes, all of that. But for me, talking to the camera removed me from the moment. And it was very important to me that I remain in the moment as much as possible on that river. And I, like, the Greenbrier River is incredible. In a word, it is perfect. As a kayak camping river, it is perfect. And that's a big statement for me because there's a lot of rivers out there. But I wanted to experience it. And I never wanted to step out of the moment. And I like to think I did it. And as a result, my video, I've been working on it. It's been a little more difficult to put together the story because I don't have that talking head to kind of as the glue to keep the other shots together. So yeah, it'll be interesting. It's completely different from what you're experiencing on your end, but in a way it's a similar issue.
Yeah. You know,
trying to keep that azimuth, keep that direction, that why in the forefront of your mind. And so I'll probably go back to talking to the camera at some point, but
or not,
you know?
Yeah. You don't know.
I still love creating the videos. You know, I created the trailer for the trip, and I mean, and this is probably evidence of why it's important to keep your why in the forefront of your mind, because sometimes the video, it just feels like you're trying to mash a square peg through a round hole because you can't quite make it work. But man, when it works, it's smooth as silk. And that's the feeling you and I, as content creators, that's what we should be latching on to. That's when we have those moments, that's when you got to take note and be like, I'm doing something right here. So put the bookmark in that and make sure we come back to that. So,
and it's okay to say too, like a Jester section hiker, it's not going anywhere. It's still going to be out there. It's still going to be available. And if I want to do an interview, I will.
It's liberating. Yeah. It's liberating to just do it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because I'm sure there will be interviews that I want to do. If I do, I'll throw it up on a Saturday and there you go. But I also think it was important to have this conversation because honestly, that's where I'm at. And I don't want to just put stuff out there for no reason. Yeah, it makes no sense. And, you know, I was looking back at our episode we did, episode number 146. And I don't think I was ready. Even though I thought I was ready then, I kind of left the door closed open, you know, kind of like I'm doing now.
And, I was going to say, you're not closing the door.
Yeah, I'm not closing the door. Sorry, that's the wrong term. You know, put it on pause for now, for a minute, and I need to go enjoy some hiking, enjoy some adventure without having to think, oh, that would be a good podcast episode. I want that part to shut off. And the fact of the matter is, we've been interviewing a lot. So my interviewing has not gone away. It has honestly just taken a different form. And I love it. I love what we're doing at Jester Wallace Productions. I love the film we're working on with Safe and Found. We've got another project coming up with the West Virginia Scenic Trails Association. And this might be a good segue, dovetail, whatever you want to call it, to our business this year.
So, yeah. So we, for anybody that's been following us since the beginning of the year, we had a pretty big announcement. You know, Julie and I worked on the MST project last year. We talked about like, hey, we work well together. I think we should turn this into something, give it a name. So we gave it a name and we went public with it and had some pretty good momentum. At least I thought we had some pretty good momentum. And then it all came to a screeching halt. And, you know, Julie and I, our reasons for putting this all together, to our reasons for giving us working together a name, was because we wanted to do something meaningful. We wanted to provide some meaning for others. And so I still think we're doing that. The Safe and Found is a perfect example. But our momentum came to a screeching halt because of external forces.
Yes, external forces, but basically we had a person accuse us with, you know, what we called our business. That's the best way I'll put it.
Yeah. The name that we had chosen was, they thought that it was close enough to cause confusion with their name.
They marked their territory, put it that way.
Yeah. They marked their territory. It was a thing. And we started realizing that there was a lot connected with that. And so the momentum.
People are not who you think they are in this hiking community. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Yeah. It was that kind of opened our eyes. And, you know, it was quite honestly one of the most stressful times of my life.
And disappointing.
Yeah. And so the good that came out of that, though, because, for instance, Mighty Blue showed his true colors.
Yeah.
And supported us through that. Wim from Hiker Metals.
Oh, yeah.
Showed his true colors and supported us through that. And my friends, you know, because I'll be honest, you know, Julie, I've told you this before, I don't cry very often. I bawled my eyes out one day after talking with my good friend Dirt Dauber. After talking with him, I probably cried for 30 minutes after getting off the phone with him. Like, it was rough. I'm not going to lie, because I think what was so frustrating for us is because, you know, we're not in this for the money.
No.
And what we realized, I think, was there was a lot of people out there that are doing it for the money.
Yeah.
And that was disheartening. And yeah, we're just trying to create something good. And if we make a couple of bucks, we're doing okay. But we just wanted to have an avenue, an outlet to create and do good. And the revelations that we received from that experience were tough. But I think we're better for it. It was definitely not something I would do twice, but we're definitely better for it.
Oh, yeah. And I think I like our name better. I think it represents us. I don't want to say better. It represents us differently.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, you can't forget what happened. You can move forward. And we most certainly have moved forward. You don't forget when your eyes are open to people. You don't forget that.
Yep. And so we learned a lot about, I learned a lot about myself through that. I learned how much these projects that we do actually mean to me. The way it impacted me emotionally was a realization for me. Oh, this really is important. Like, it's in my subconscious as important. Yeah. It's not just a hobby anymore.
Well, to me, but I was like, what's happening? We're nobody.
Just two schmucks with a dream. I still am like, still super excited about what we're doing. You know, the name is almost secondary to the meaning behind it. And so the meaning for us never changed. And so we're still doing great things. We're still doing the exact thing that we set out to do. And so,
well, they weren't going to stop us from doing that.
No, it's a speed bump. And quite honestly, we're better for it and maybe a little wiser for it in the end. So good times.
Yeah. With all that being said, it is very hard to believe we're embarking on summer, all of this happened, you know, earlier in the year. And I think we are now to a point where we could talk about it and we've moved through it. We've worked through it. We worked through it together. I think there was a moment where I was like, I'm not sure we're going to be able to come up with another name. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But what I didn't do is I never gave up on us and what we were trying to do. I just didn't know what it was going to look like where I'm at right now with hiking. I'm not giving up. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to look like, but
that's the point is, you know, it took us a minute to bounce back, but we have bounced back, and it's going to take you a minute to figure things out on the Jester Section hiker side, but you're going to figure it out, and it's going to be what you want in the end, and it's going to be good.
Yeah. And it could be it's the end of the school year. This is the worst time of year for me, and I just have no bandwidth.
Yeah.
Zero bandwidth. It could be a lot of things, but this is where we're at right now. And I don't want people to think when I said I don't know what I'm doing this summer, I truly don't know what I'm doing this summer, but it will involve hiking. It's not going to be what I'm used to doing, and that is what I'm struggling with the most. And I just have to work through it. And it's easier said than done. I sit right here and I'm like, oh, I just have to work through it. And then 3 hours from now, I'll be crying. So, you know, this is where I'm at, people.
Well, if you need a recommendation, I've already talked with Stella about this, but the Greenbrier River Trail is amazing. I actually didn't hike it. I paddled next to it for the trail actually runs parallel to the Greenbrier River for a while.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because in April, my dad was, he was like, oh, I think I want to sell my bike. And my parents live in Ohio, like right next to Rails to Trails. And I was like, Dad, you love that bike. It's got like one of those really awesome Brooks seats on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got it all decked out with, I don't know what you call it, where you can put bags on it. I don't know what you call those things. It's all decked out. Yeah, racks. Yeah. It's already got racks. It's already got, he even gave me the bags. I guess I spilled it before I was done talking about it. So I was like, you know what, Dad? Don't sell your bike. I'll take it. I don't even know why I said that. And I was like, well, I've been looking for, because I've had bikes. I used to mountain bike a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was like, why don't, if you want it, I'll give it to you. And we went back, you know how you do. We went back and forth. Oh, no, Dad. Oh, okay. Or, you know, all that. Next thing I know, we're taking it. We're getting new tires on it. Like, I got some awesome tires for the bike. I mean, it's ready to go.
Oh,
I have to adjust the handlebars because, you guys, my dad's 6'3". And, you know, I'm like 5'6", almost 5'7". And I'm able to get my leg up over it and all that kind of stuff. It fits me in that nature. But the handlebars, I can't even reach them. So I'm going to have to get that adjusted. But, you know, and that is something that I'm going to have to embrace because I'm like, I do not ride. I hike. But you know what? Right now I ride or whatever happens.
Whatever you want to do is what you do.
Yeah. 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 So there you go. That's a good way to put it. Whatever I want to do. And I'm not sure what that is on a daily basis these days.
And that's okay.
But anyway, I think we've covered it. Overcoming obstacles or working your way through them or accepting them. Accepting that's where you're at, really.
Yeah.
And you can help me with a new title because I don't like the title of the show. It's really accepting where you're at. Don't do things you don't have to do and work through the things that you need to work through. And it doesn't matter what other people think. Oh, and the bad news is I will not be putting out an episode on the 100-mile wilderness or Katahdin. Y'all can go to www.100milewilderness.
Shortest episode ever. Here's the link.
So you guys, this is episode number 160. There will be an episode number 161 with my friend, fellow Appalachian Trail section hiker. He's a historian, which is totally awesome. And he's written this book, Virginia's Lost Appalachian Trail. And I asked him to come on the show a while back and we worked it out. And he is going to be coming on June the 8th. And we're going to have a great evening of talking about his book, you know, what he has going on. And I love picking his brain. Because I don't know many historians, when you get a chance to talk to like a true historian, I just sit back and I go, oh my God, they're so smart. And Mills is like, I mean, he's just got such a wealth of information. You would like this, Austin, because it's actually Virginia's other trail. Because the book is actually not about the Appalachian Trail. It's about the original route, or maybe what was going to be the route that goes through Virginia in these small towns, and, you know, why the Appalachian Trail went another way. But it's actually a side trail adventure. And Mills is going to come on and tell us all about it.
Oh, I'm digging that.
Yeah. So that'll be a great night. So that'll be June the 8th at 7 p.m. But in the meantime, Austin and I over on the Jester Wallace Productions YouTube channel, we are working diligently on some projects right now. We do have a podcast on that channel, and it is exclusive to YouTube and YouTube Music, which we are now searchable on YouTube Music. Austin, I cannot thank you enough for taking a last minute text, taking time out of your day, coming on the show, and helping me talk through this, not once, but once again.
It's what we do.
All right, you guys, I will see you on the next one. But in the meantime, thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Happy section hiking or whatever you're doing. And Austin, why don't you round us out with
good times.